GoPuff has debuted a new Powered by GoPuff platform for CPG brands. According to Chain Storage, the Powered by GoPuff platform, that's three P's in four words, will offer a suite of solutions that help brands deliver from their owned and operated direct-to-consumer websites in as fast as 15 minutes, leveraging GoPuff's logistics network, instant fulfillment infrastructure, and technology. CPG brands can leverage online ads and marketing to drive sales from their own websites, bringing them more control over the customer experience and access to first-party data. Specifically, Storefronts powered by GoPuff is a customizable Shopify theme integrated with GoPuff's APIs. With Storefronts, brands can launch their own white-label DTC sites in a matter of days. Orders placed on a partner's storefront are automatically routed to the nearest GoPuff micro-fulfillment center, where they're picked, packed, and delivered to customers in as fast as 15 minutes. And
yes,
that was a long read. And in honor of that read,
oh God,
this is the A&M Put You on the Spot question. All from right. Paris, 2 days here, 48 hours, jet lag hitting you hard. Here it is. In a 2023 Statista study, nearly 70%. Yeah, we're coming on. We're coming out of the gates hot, Ann.
All right, here we go.
Coming out of the gates real hot. In a 2023 Statista study, nearly 70% of shoppers who haven't done so already would consider purchasing food and beverage online directly from a brand's website. Mm-hmm. Yet CPG food and beverage DTC sales are still relatively small. Are platforms like Powered by GoPuff, which leverage a core capability for the logistics provider, but not the CPG brand, a big factor in breaking those gates wide open?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
I think it's one part of this. I think when I heard about this, the first thing that I thought of was, okay, we are all discovering products, including brands, for the first time on platforms like TikTok, platforms like Instagram, where the brands are really going to us directly for the very first time. So I think this is something that brands do need to invest in. Now, Carter Jensen over at General Mills, he shared with us a few years back Ratio Foods doing this type of concept, really taking you from TikTok advertisement for their brand. Maybe it's a recipe or something, taking you to the Ratio Foods brand owned site, and then being able to, at that point, give the consumer every single option that they could want, whether it's going to pick something up from their local store in a couple of hours, getting something shipped directly from the brand, in a few days. But then there's also the option, in that case, it was Uber Eats, but really working on how do I get this to somebody, especially in a snacking occasion where they're going to want it now. Mm-hmm. They want it now, which was kind of core to GoPuff and some of the other instant delivery providers. So I do think that this is a fantastic way for brands to be able to focus on how they get their product to the consumer. I have some questions, though. Like, this is a white-labeled brand site. They say that the brands are still getting first-party information, but, like, this is now on Shopify, so if the brand's not on Shopify, like, there's just a lot of logistics back-end questions, having worked on that platform for a long time, that I'm like, how exactly are they going to pull this off? But to answer A&M's question, I don't think it's dependent on GoPuff alone, but I do think that if GoPuff has any opportunity to stay alive here, this is a use case where it could bolster that business for GoPuff.
So you're hitting on something there at the end, the stay alive, the GoPuff stay alive. Did you also love the Gary Vaynerchuk quote about how this is like the next big thing in CPG? That makes me be automatically skeptical, quite frankly, of this whole idea.
I wouldn't be surprised if Gary's like hanging out. Gary V's just hanging out in the GoPuff warehouse, sleeping and having keggers with the rest of the GoPuff staff who's living in the warehouses.
Right. I'm jaded about this headline, Ann.
Okay. Well,
like,
tell me
in
why.
A lot of ways. So first of all, I think, any brand, it's not hard for a brand to stand up its own website.
No.
I mean, you just gave an example of it, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yep.
It's pretty easy to do. So do you really need GoPuff to help you do that?
Yeah.
So that's one question I would have.
Some might. I don't know. I mean, there's some brands that may need that to provide the instant delivery component.
Some might.
Yes.
But you don't really need it. So, and then second, the logistics piece is cool, especially the 15-minute hook.
Yeah.
I think that's the most interesting part of this, which I could see appealing to a lot of CPGs because it gives them a new use case and an extension to meet their consumer at a different time. So that part's interesting.
Yeah.
But to the point we always say on the show, it's expensive to still do this on your own, regardless of how you do it, yes, and regardless of what third-party delivery operator you're going to use.
Correct.
So, like, from GoPuff's standpoint, it makes sense because it's giving you scale to your operations. And
yes,
that, to me, it reeks of desperation for that reason. But there's a lot of micro-warehousing third-party services that do the same thing and probably do it with better technology in the back room, in the warehouse design, and better algorithms in the fulfillment,
totally,
in terms of how they operate things too. So for that, I don't think I see a lot of this making a lot out of this in the long run, especially since the big retailers are all making express delivery part of what they do already.
Right.
And as part of their subscription programs. And the brands would rather fulfill through them because of the economics of
right.
it. So where does this go in the long run? So that's what I think. So you're laughing, and people are taking pictures of us here at the show too while we're talking, but I mean, it just kind of, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. That gets back to my core question. There's a lot of logistics questions that I think you bring up good points about why a brand is going to go this route versus building it there from their own ground up. But there are a lot
of leveraging the retail network already.
True,
right?
But there are a lot of small brands out there and independent brands, startup brands that this could work for. So I think the verdict's still out on its total possible addressable market, but we'll see.